due to the national kind of financial context in which we're living in, libraries up and down the country, local authorities up and down the country have had to transform their library service. We're actually quite late in the game in Southampton, and it was inevitable that we'd have to look at our libraries as well.
And when you say transform them, what do you mean by that? Is it sort of modernising, bringing into the digital age?
It's partly that. So libraries, and I've kind of visited all the libraries, spoke to various librarians in Southampton, and they all tell me that the library service over the years has changed, and why people come into libraries has changed as well. Like you said, it's a lot more digital nowadays, so libraries do need to transform, and that service has always transformed, and it's only right that we keep transforming ours to keep it modern and current, but also within the context of the financial climate in which we're in. Local authorities like Southampton, we've already cut or had to cut 70 million already, and now we're looking at an additional 90 million. George Osborne has already come out to say that local authorities will face a further cut of 30%, and libraries, for example, is we're looking at about 10 to 15% cut.
So if this report is approved tomorrow, then potentially yep. five of the libraries could be closed down. But what are you asking local people who perhaps do use them and want to keep them? What are you asking them to do?
Okay, so the recommendation, if it goes ahead through Cabinet tomorrow, would be to keep six remaining libraries. With the ones that potentially could go, we would give almost a year for community groups and non-for-profit organisations to take them over and take on the day-to-day management of them. We are providing a community package. So essentially, we'll provide everything from the books, we'll refresh the books constantly, we'll give access to the Southampton Library Service software, we'll provide all the computers. It would literally just be the day-to-day management of it.
So people who want to do it, you know, they will feel supported. They weren't just going to be thrown in at the deep end.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's the last thing I want people to feel like. And it's not a case of just dumping these libraries to communities and individuals that clearly are very passionate about them and care a lot about them. I've grown up going to a library. I know how important they are for communities, especially in Southampton. It would be a case of working with them, supporting them and giving them that guidance, and especially for volunteers, and volunteers have expressed concern as well around how can they really take on all this responsibility, do they really have the capacity. And for them, I would really strongly advise and urge them to work with organisations that are interested in our library service, to work in partnership with them, and these organisations will have the capacity and the know-how of how to run libraries. So it's not about just asking an ordinary volunteer to take on a huge responsibility as well. And obviously the council will be there to facilitate and broker those relationships.